enjoy this get ready with me for my brother's 18th birthday dinner.
The 18th birthday dinner, yeah. First, we're gonna be using this eye stuff to just wash this part. I don't honestly know what it is, but it also says that it can be facial wash. So whenever I like pick at something, I immediately just put it on. Also, this counts as a life update. I am looking a little rough. I had that 4-hour drive from my college town. So here's that update. I currently am a student at Florida Atlantic University. What the, what is going on in my brain? Florida Atlantic University. But I am a completely online student. I'm literally only there to just live with my friends for 4 more months. And I just travel for work on the side. So I'm completely online so I can travel. Feeling really gross after that drive. Here's the fit. Free people, love me. Love me, please give me stuff. But I also got this cute bag. This was from a while ago, but I wanted to show that. Here's the bag of goodies. I got him, he's 18, so I got him 3 lottery tickets. He loves little like candies and gummies, and these are so fun. My little brother loves anything that is like horrible for you. Pop, like any sugary drink, he's obsessed with it. And then our thing when we were younger were jawbreakers, we called them, but apparently they're called paintball pups now. And in this cute little bag. Anyways, I just put on the Rare Beauty eye brightener. And we are doing a speed run because I actually have to go. I hate doing my makeup sloppy, but I don't really care right now, actually. Like, I just know I'm gonna get home after dinner and wash this all off of my face. So then I'm gonna go in with a brown shade in this Pacifica palette to give some dimension to my eyes. Literally just smear this stuff on. And today, instead of blush, I'm going to be using bronzer on my cheeks. This is the Say bronzer. I don't know why. I just, like, have absolutely no energy to socialize with anyone. I feel like crawling into a little hole, a little black abyss with my book and reading all day. Okay, because you show up for family, and that's exactly what I'm doing tonight. Then for my forehead, I'm going to use the Essence bronzer. Like, my forehead doesn't like the Say bronzer. Now I'll be setting my under eyes with my arch nemesis. Whatever this, I don't even know what this is, but it's just like the best translucent powder. But it's also my arch nemesis because every single time I travel, it explodes in my bag. I just got this. It's the new Ulta weightless like lip tint. This is the best. If you guys have really pale lips like me, it just gives it a little oomph. Maybe I'll put some on my cheeks. Okay, let's see. My cheeks are already freaking red from me picking. Please don't pick. There's just no point in picking. It satisfies you for a second, and then you have little scars on your face. In honor of it being my little brother's birthday, I'm going to tell you guys a story about him. Growing up, he was super, super, super quiet when he was like a little baby. And with being super quiet, he was also a little troublemaker. A troublemaker not to other people, but to himself. He ate fertilizer when he was younger. He ate Dawn dish soap. He ate Tide Pods. He ate the little pods that go in the dishwasher. Like, he was, I think my mom called, like, what is it? The human control thing. Oh, poison control. On him maybe I think 3 times, and then some of it they just kind of like leave the case. Since then he would not like me chatting about him like this, but I'm so proud of him. I just love him. He is now still a gentle giant and one of the most amazing guy examples that I have. Like, I swear they don't make them like that anymore. Maybe I'm biased, but they don't make them like them anymore. He's 6'7" and he plays basketball but doesn't really care about it. He was just kind of forced on him because he's 6'7". Okay. He's crazy smart. I could only wish to be as smart as him. And if he actually, like, applied himself more, he could do whatever he wanted. Will and I hated each other for, I don't know, a love-hate relationship for a couple years, and now he has no choice. I'm forcing him to like me. Even if he doesn't, then I don't believe it. I hate messy girl makeup. Oh my goodness, this is not satisfying. Anyways, I'm a sucker for all of my family, so it's my favorite thing to talk about in the whole world. Like, I could talk about them constantly, forever and ever and ever, and never get bored, just because I love them all that much. So this is why I'm blabbing. Last little story about Will is that he cut himself so many times on so many things. Like, when he was younger, he would just get into things all the time. He stuck his finger in a blender and cut his thumb open. He ran under chicken wire and completely like tore open his whole back, and no one knew about it until, oh, he has blood streaming down somewhere on his body. Okay, this dress. And I've got to lotion up my body, but besides that, there is my very quick get ready with me, and goodbye.